Recorded Books presents A Snake Falls to Earth by Darcy Little Badger. Narrated by Kinsale Houston and Sean Taylor Corbett. With love, I dedicate these stories to my mother, protector of knowledge, to tea, healer of animals great and small, and to the families we find in unexpected places. Nina, age 9. On the hospital bed, her delicate body cradled between thin white pillows, Rosita dreamed. Pictures and metal, plastic, and wooden frames surrounded her, displaying images of friends and family, giving the appearance of an audience. However, the only visitor in the room was Nina, who sat on a tin chair beside the hat rack-shaped IV pole. Nina couldn't stop looking at the sepia-toned photograph in an oak frame. Propped on the window ledge, it featured a portrait of great-great-grandmother Rosita as a young woman. The picture came from an era long before digital cameras. In those days, people posed in front of a boxy camera and had to wait days to learn whether they'd blinked. In her portrait, young Rosita wore 100 strings of pale seed beads around her neck against her buckskin-clothed chest. Some had glinted, each glass bead a mirror for the sun. Young Rosita's fine black hair had symmetrically framed either side of her face. With dark, intense eyes, she'd stared directly at the camera lens, as if challenging the photographer to blink first. In most old-timey photos, the subjects didn't smile, but young Rosita's lips quirked in the suggestion of stifled laughter, as if she'd remembered a joke, one she could barely wait to share. In the hospital room, Rosita's hair fanned across her pillow in thin white wisps. Her eyes, now opening slowly and wearily, were sunken. Advanced age had sculpted her face against the contours of her skull, revealing sharp ridges that had once been hidden by plump cheeks. Without her dentures, Rosita's thin lips curled inward. Rosita looked toward Nina. Did she need something? Water? More medicine? In anticipation, Nina opened the speech-to-text translation app on her phone. "Don't worry," she said. "Dad's coming back soon, and after lunch, Grandma will visit." Nina's father was speaking with doctors beyond the closed door. "Are you okay for now, Abuelita?" Great-great-grandmother didn't speak much English. Unfortunately, Nina knew even less Spanish, but her attempt to communicate worked, because at the word abuelita, Rosita's lips quirked, creating the same anticipatory, gentle smile that shone from the old photograph. "¿Quieres escuchar una historia?" she asked, her voice raspy but strong. The translator on Nina's phone automatically typed out the question. "Do you want to hear a story?" Nodding, Nina scooched her chair closer, flinching at the nails on chalkboard screech of metal legs scraping against the smooth white floor. Rosita patted her cradle of pillows, finding a gray remote control between them. One press of an arrow-shaped button caused the back of her bed to lift with a soft mechanical whir, gently raising her into a sitting position. "Esto es importante. This is important. Recuerda nuestra historia. Remember our history." Again, Nina nodded, hiding her confusion. The first time Rosita said historia, the phone app had translated the word as story. Now it translated the word as history. Which version did her great-great-grandma mean? As Rosita began to speak, it occurred to Nina that the app was an imperfect interpreter, despite its 4.8-star rating, and how it had worked for her in the past. Most of the story Rosita was telling now was being classified as an unknown language. How was that possible? The app had advanced linguistic AI and could understand thousands of global dialects. Occasionally, Rosita used a Spanish phrase, but they were so sporadic, Nina couldn't piece together the story, history, using the Spanish translations alone. However, Nina didn't dare interrupt her great-great-grandmother. In her 9 years on Earth, she had never heard the elder speak like this before, as if each word was connected, one flowing into the next. At last, her voice raspy with overuse, Rosita said two last words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?